These are the Barah Ministry announcements for August 11th, 2019. Barah Ministries is on the move. We're going to be moving. We're not happy about it, but we are. The landlord that we have right now is treating us a little unceremoniously ingracious right this minute, but we're all right with that because we're Christians. Treat us any way you want, and we'll turn the other cheek. Yeah. So anyway, we looked at a place this week, and the technical term that we would use to describe it is icky. So we're not going to do it. It was icky and expensive, but we're going to keep looking, and God will surface the right place for us when it's time. And so that's the on-the-move update. We're still looking. Happy birthday to Pierce Christensen. That's August 4th. That was August 4th. We said it last week, but this is the formal say it. Happy birthday to my friend Steve Morris. He's a comedian on cruise ships. Yeah, he is on my list, and it's not my good list. It's that other list, the Scuba list, because he's told me that he was going to come and visit Barah Ministries a lot of times, and I just think he's giving me the runaround. He tunes in, tunes out, tunes in, tunes out. He's like a Catholic, so, but we still love him. No, he is. That's what you do when you're in Roman Catholicism. You come, and then you realize it's a bunch of crap, and then you go away, and then you come back, and then you go away, and then you come back, and you go away. And then pretty soon you get mad at God instead of getting mad at the Catholic Church. So that's kind of how it goes sometimes. And happy birthday coming up to Rick Stoddard on August 22nd. How old are you going to be, Rick? 61?
Yeah.
No, are you 64? Yeah, that's right. So you're just behind me. Yeah, did you get that appointment at Mayo yet? Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. That is very necessary. Because I heard something about they're not accepting patients for another year. That'd be horrible. So you're in. That's awesome. All right. So happy birthday. And then we'll say it again because we're a little bit away. But I didn't want it to get lost in the shuffle because we're going to have a night service next week and then no service on the 25th. So, all right. The Coeur d'Alene Conference was August 2nd and 3rd, 2019. And it was tremendous. So I just wanted to give some thanks. So John and Monica Miller, who organized the conference, thank you very much. They have it so down, this conference so down, that they could do it in their sleep. They've done it 9 times, and it's just click, click, click of get it done. It was amazing. Thanks to Harold and Cindy Christensen, who footed the bill for a lot of the stuff this year. Really stepped up their game. Thank you. They had me over to dinner as well, although Cindy put the food up way too soon. It's like brother was trying to talk, and the next thing I know, I'm looking around, and she's boxing up the food. And I'm saying, Cindy, wait up, girlfriend. I mean, the food was good, and the brother didn't get enough, but she's boxing it up. And so then, you tell Cindy that, and of course it became my fault. Why didn't you say something? It's like, why didn't you leave the food alone? And by the way, don't ever ask Cindy to microwave anything for you, because she microwaved something for about a minute that was supposed to be microwaved for about 15 seconds, and it took me 2 hours to be able to eat it, which is why I was hungry in the first place. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. They're wonderful people. They are. They have their wonderful kid here. Harold took me out and golfed with me for 2 days, and we talked smack, and that's one of my favorite things about going up to Coeur d'Alene now, so thank you. Monica's sons, Andrew and Alex, were there, so thanks to both of them. It was great to see them. I think it was Alex that was handling the grill at the picnic, and he did a hell of a job. It was so good. Kara Leonard, who was one of my absolute favorites ever, thank you for being there. Lisa was the new believer that was there, and Lisa was the star of the Ask the Pastor session. And she said something really profound. And, new believers, when they come into a circle of believers, they don't want to say anything. So I said, come on, Lisa, say something. I kept asking her, say something. And she says, okay, I got something to say. Well, I'm a believer now. Now what? That's the question that led me to be a pastor. That very question. Okay, I'm a believer in Christ. Now what? And the now what is grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the now what. So, Lisa, it was great to meet you. Look forward to seeing you next year or sooner. Thanks to Larry and Pat, June and Denny for going up with me. It's always fun to be with you guys, to travel with you guys, and to sit in the airport with you and talk smack. Denny didn't want anything to do with that this year, so he sat in another place. He said, oh, my phone's out of juice. I need a plug. Yeah, no, I'm feeling you on that, Denny. Thanks to Jason and Mona for coming in from Michigan, and it's always a pleasure to see them. Thanks to Mary Isaacs for coming in from Spokane. It was good to have dinner with her and catch up. To Marilee Goodwin, who's Monica's mom. To Zoe and Nicole, her mom. To Cash and Desmond. The whole group up in Coeur d'Alene, thank you so much. You know what it's like to be at this conference is exactly what it's like. It's going to be like in heaven, because there's a group of like-minded people who just want to sit around and talk about God. And that's exactly what it's going to be like in heaven. It was wonderful. So thanks a lot. We already have it on the calendar for next year, and we're already looking forward to going up and seeing you guys again. Mark your calendars. There is an elders meeting after the service today. The times are wrong, but after the service, because we couldn't have the meeting yesterday because, don't fence me in, we were blocked out from getting in our thing, and we didn't want to disturb their little paint deal, but today we had to tear it down, so we're going to have that meeting right after the prayer service. We're visiting the vets also today at 2 p.m., so join us if you can. There'll be an evening lesson next week, Rick, at 6 p.m., 6 to 7:30. We'd like to see you there. Get that on your calendar. No face-to-face teaching and no lesson on August 25th. That's just a day off. Then there'll be an evening lesson on September 1st. There will be an evening, the next Lord's Supper celebration is September 8th. And then there'll be an evening lesson on September 15th, and that should do it for our evening lessons, which will be great, because brother's tired by 6 o'clock at night. I ain't want to be up here talking to y'all at 6 o'clock at night, but I'm doing my duty. Prayer Power, right after the service. Please join us if you're in the resident congregation. We pray together right after the service. It's a chance to ask God to bring his supernatural power to our intercessions for others and to our petitions for ourselves, even the petitions that come in through the Barah Ministries prayer request group. So those are the Barah Ministry announcements for August 11th, 2019.